5, a recorded interview that I did with legend Steve Howe, recorded last Wednesday. But let's welcome my first two guests this morning, Tasha Blau and Jenny Lee from the Wesley Players. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon. Your surname has caused problems for pronunciation for the earlier presenters on this radio station. That's an unusual name, Blau, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Obviously, your husband's, but where does he come from?
Holland.
Holland. Yeah. That's probably a common name out there, but it's here, it must be easy to do your family tree. With a name like Jones, I've got no chance. Right, first of all, welcome to the programme. Wesley Players, next production. I've seen many of Wesley Players' productions. You've chosen to do Pygmalion. How's it going?
Very well. Very well at the moment, yeah. We always enjoy the performances and plays that we put on anyway. But this one's been particularly special, I think, to quite a few of us.
And this is a big role for you, isn't it? The role of Eliza Doolittle.
Very much so.
Is it a role that you've often looked to do in the past that you always thought I'd like
it
to do?
It has. This really is one of my all-time favourite plays. And I think everybody has one particular part that they would always love to, you know, sort of have a go at, and I have to say this has definitely been one for me.
Of course, and written by George Bernard Shaw and was the basis for the film My Fair Lady. How does it differ from the film? Obviously, there's no singing in it, obviously.
But that is really all about it, really. The entire play is of My Fair Lady is very much based on Pygmalion. The only difference is the songs. The setting, the time scales, I do believe My Fair Lady set in 1930s.
We'll be 1930s. Yeah.
The original setting for Pygmalion was originally written in 1912 and set in that time period as well, which is how we are portraying it as well. Apart from that, and a few little tweaks here and there, that really is exactly the same play, word for word.
And as for your own performance, was it tempting to either go and see somebody else, to see another group put it on and see how they portrayed Eliza, or did you look on YouTube? I'm heavily into drama myself, and I do that. I do look at what's around and how other people have interpreted things, you know?
I must confess, I did. I was very, very tempted to look on YouTube, and I've seen very many versions of it that I didn't even know existed. That in 1980s, I think it was Robert Powell and Twiggy did a version.
Yeah, that's true, they did, yeah.
And I wasn't even aware of that version. And obviously there was the 1938 version, the original screenplay as well, and obviously My Fair Lady as well. And all of them take a slightly different angle on the performances themselves. So.
For somebody who doesn't know, just give us the outline of the story of Pygmalion.
Well, basically, there is Professor Higgins, who is a phonetics expert, who meets with Eliza just by chance in the streets of London.
Is she a flower girl?
She's a flower girl. Indeed. He ends up having a bet with Colonel Pickering, that he and Colonel Pickering can turn Eliza into, pass her off, as it were, as a duchess by the end of 3 to 6 months, a garden party or ball, depending on which version you hear. And obviously the play itself and the storyline is the subsequent ups and downs that they experience during that bet.
And Eliza herself, she wants to improve herself from being just a flower girl to working in a flower shop. So she looks to improve her speech just to be able to get to that next level. Yeah. So that's her.
Indeed.
Jenny, I'm just bringing you in there. You're sort of backstage on this one, more or less. But how's it going?
Yes, it's all coming together now. We've had to source some very odd type of props, which various people have been able to come up with. And some of them look particularly odd. We were looking at one the other day. It's called a laryngoscope, and it looks medieval.
What is a laryngoscope?
Supposed to kind of put it down your throat so they can look further.
Oh, yes. Right, right,
it's a medical device, isn't it, really? It's
but it looks evil.
Okay. It does.
We keep saying that the person who's playing Professor Higgins should actually use it on Eliza, but you're not so keen,
I'm
not
keen.
Not
really, no, because I think she'd be sick, don't you?
I think it's quite possible.
Okay, Laura, just taking Wesley Players in general, how healthy is Wesley Players at the moment? Are you getting attracting new members, that sort of stuff?
We are, we are. We're actually the healthiest we've been in quite a few years.
Yeah.
We have lots of new members coming in and out of the group, and lots of members from other groups as well joining us, and members of our group as well joining other groups in the area.
People who want to be both on stage and work backstage, and I think because also we do like a number of different types of things. Mm-hmm. We do like a couple of plays and a panto, and we do some murder mysteries as well, that it attracts people to do, you know, they might not necessarily want to be in
of course,
a big production, but a smaller side production, that it kind of attracts them. And
It's a very eclectic mix of things that we're doing now, isn't it? It's fun. It's great fun.
There must be something in the water, because you know, Thurrock, Jenny and I are both involved in Thurrock Horseplay. We just seem to have had an influx recently. We sort of went 4 years with nobody, and then so it seems every week now two people turn up and say, "Oh, I really want to join." We go, "Wow, come on in," you know.
Yeah.
The problem is now giving everybody something to do. That's the problem. Right, let's take a break, back in a moment.
What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette, full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette, for news and views you won't find anywhere else.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. Lots of shopping, over 25 stores, all within the Baytree Centre, and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Phoenix 98 FM travel update.
Yeah, not too bad at the moment. The A13 Stamford La Hope bypass in Orsett. This is the roadworks they're doing to improve the roundabout there. Just a little bit slow, not too much of a problem. A1016 Westway Chelmsford both ways at Rob Johns Road. That's a little bit busy at the moment. They've got a traffic light failure there. M25 Junction 30, as you head down to Lakeside, they have got one lane closed on the slipway. Has been for some while now. Roadworks again. And just causing a small delay at the moment. Not too much. And finally, in Harlow, northbound, 414 into the Park In Junction. That's a little bit slow as well. Otherwise, all right. Just a reminder that I saw this sign tonight. From October, Nags Head Lane in Brentwood is closing from 8 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning. They're obviously doing something big. That's going to be for 2 weeks. We'll give you some more details on that nearer the time.
Visit Calcot Hall Farm Shop, Ongar Road, Brentwood.
Oh, dear. Somebody has moved me a jingle. I'm going to just stop that because that's gone all wrong. Right, let's get back to our ladies.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Indeed it is. And we're talking to the lovely Tasha and Jenny, both from Wesley Players, and talking about Pygmalion, their upcoming Wesley's production. This was a play also that was really a statement from Bernard Shaw, wasn't it? Well, let's turn your microphone on, that helps, isn't it?
But yes, very much so.
It was a statement about social differences, really, wasn't it? And he showed the social differences, and then showed that actually people are just as good as one another.
Absolutely. He was also a great feminist. And he very much wanted to show, and the ending of this play has been changed varying times by varying different directors, much to Bernard Shaw's dismay, because he wanted to show that, come towards the end of the play, that Eliza very much became her own woman, but remained her own woman.
Yeah.
As a flower girl, as a duchess, you know, a more well-spoken member of society that was able to go out and do whatever she wanted whenever she wanted to, and very much not under Professor Higgins's thumb or anybody else's. So, yeah, he very much wanted to portray that, and the varying versions of seeing Eliza going back to Higgins, marrying Freddie, and doing all kinds of different things, but he very much did not want either of those things to happen.
And that does come across in the play, actually. There's a couple of very powerful scenes between Higgins and Eliza, and they kind of air a lot of differences. There's obviously a connection between the two of them, but there's also quite a lot of... with Eliza, she really does want to kind of be herself, improve herself as she sees it. Mm-hmm. But with Higgins, he's almost quite closed-minded, isn't
yes.
he? And, so it's quite a struggle between the two.
Very much so.
And she gets stronger and stronger, doesn't she, as the play goes on? Yeah, it's a very powerful piece, really.
Yeah, it is very, very powerful, very powerful.
So, how did you select Pygmalion in the first place to do as a group? Was somebody wanted to do it for some time, or was it what should we do next?
Well, yes, I mean, generally we select all plays. You know, we'll see who wants to direct, and you know, who's got an eye for something, and we always sort of put the idea out there and see who's sort of up for doing whichever play it is that's come along. And you know, when this one came along, it was Louise and Colin and Charlie wanted to direct this one and produce it, and I think we all just
thought, quite a passion for this particular
yes very much play. So it's one of their favourites, isn't it? So.
But it's usually we kind of through when we have our AGM, it's discussed then what sorts of plays we want to do through the year, and a person might say, oh, you know, I want to direct the next play or the May play, or and
not so the May play.
The May play.
We are a democracy, aren't we? We're very much a democracy.
Good. Right, let's get down to the nitty gritty then. When's it on? Where's it on? And how much?
Well, it's at the Wesley Hall, which is in Upminster, just next to the station. It's on the 26th, 27th and 28th of September, so just over a week now. The ticket prices are £7 for adults, £5.50 for concessions and £3.50 for children.
Is there a matinee on Saturday?
There isn't.
There isn't no matinee?
No matinee. It's 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the 26th, 27th, 28th.
Right, well, I'll definitely be there. Is this your largest ever role?
With the Wesley Players, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, well, we wish you the very best of it. Don't go away yet, because I want to talk about something else, especially with Jenny, because tonight is the start of the Brentwood Drama Festival, or to give it its correct title, the Brentwood and Catholic Drama Festival, which has been, I think we're in our 60th year of this. It opens tonight with a play that you're in, Jenny, and that I'm in.
That you're in, yes.
Rivals. Yeah, Home and Away, that starts tonight. So, Drama Festival, always good fun, aren't they, Jen?
Yes, very. Yeah, it's something whereby you put a lot of work into something, you get adjudicated, which can sound more harsh than it really is. It's really just a person's point of view, how they see something, and they can give you various constructive criticism on how you may have been able to improve on a particular part, or maybe you've done the part particularly well, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's usually a lot of fun. These are all one-act plays at the festival from tonight until Saturday. And there should be a good selection, I think.
I think so. I mean, two of tonight's plays are home-written. The one we're in is home-written by a guy called Michael McFarlane. Yep. It's basically the story of two West Ham fans. One of them, his wife, is coming up to their wedding anniversary, and he's obviously forgotten. And he's bought two tickets for him and his mate Bill. Bill's played by me. And we're off to Real Madrid, West Ham. That's where the fiction comes in. and then you can imagine what happens after that. It's all about relationships, etc. But it's great fun. Jenny's in there as well.
Yes. I'm a tiny little part at the end, and I'm helping backstage.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All the phone rings will be me. All the phone rings will be me.
Excellent.
All right, okay. Tasha, what's next for after Pygmalion? What's next for you?
Well, next for us will be Panto season, which is yet to be selected.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, I wish you luck with Pygmalion. We're going to put all the details on our website. Have we got details of the Drama Festival with us today?
I don't have any details.
All we know is that it starts tonight at 7:30, I think.
And tickets are £10.
And it runs until Saturday.
And that's got the awards on Saturday as
well. Yeah, Thurrock Courts Players are on tomorrow as well with Safe.
I think there are three plays each evening, and I believe Is there an afternoon?
There is on Sassy because my daughter's in it in the youth theatre. So you've got Thurrock Youth Theatre on Sassy afternoon. It's a very, very busy week of theatre. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in. Obviously, we're going to have to play out with some music. And obviously, that music has got to come from this show.
Can I just say, the Wesley Players are also in the Brentwood Festival.
Yes.
Oh, of course you are. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, you mentioned it, anyway, yeah.
And I do have a part in that one.
Let's talk about that. Sorry. I've forgotten that. Yes, I'm good. That's me down in the band. But,
it's that rivalry coming back.
It is.
Jenny, tell us all about the Wesley Players.
On Thursday at 7:30, the Wesley Players will be doing a play called In By The Half, which is it kind of centres upon a character who's called Madam, and she's a retired actress, if you like, who has a dresser come housekeeper who lives with her, and it's about one particular day in her life when she sees a doctor, and then her daughter that she has a very rocky relationship with turns up with some particular news, and I play the daughter. And so there's some comedy aspects to it where she because she's supposed to be giving lessons to a young girl for acting, and the young girl really doesn't quite, she has a slight speech impediment and she's quite nervous, but she's determined to be an actress, so you know she'll do what she can to be an actress, but the madam kind of gets a little bit impatient with her, let's say.
Okay. is this a home-written piece, or is it written by a well-known playwright?
No, it's by Jimmy Chin, and he's written a number of...
Oh, yeah, I know that name. What else has he written? I've read something of his recently, Jimmy Chin. Can't think what it is. Anyway, so you're on tomorrow. You're on tonight in Home and Away. Then you're on tomorrow night.
Big by the Half.
Right, okay. Is that it for the week for you? And then you're back to working on Pygmalion.
Yes. So come the weekend, we'll be starting our dress rehearsals.
We will.
And yes, next week it'll be Pygmalion.
And Pygmalion, just to remind ourselves, starts at the Wesley Methodist Church Hall. That's in Hall Lane, Upminster. Wesleyplayers.co.uk is the website. You've got a box office number of 077-08-214-742. Tickets at wesley-players.co.uk. Wesley-players.co.uk. Starts at 8 p.m. Starts on the 26th, 27th, 28th of September. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in. It's very entertaining. Thank you.
Thank you too.